Dear, if you want your wife to live here with us, tell her she can't see Homer anymore. She has to choose another doctor.
I'm not telling her that. Paristou is my wife. She's not my slave. I can't tell her what she can and can't do. You can't tell people who they can and can't visit.
Okay, fine. Then tell her to stay where she is. She can't come home.
All right, I'll tell her. Hello? Hi, Dad.
Where are you, Mehdi?
Where are you? What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong. Where are you? I want to come and see you.
Is Mom okay?
Yeah, she's fine. Don't worry.
Well, I'm actually on Moyayeri Street.
All right, I'll come and see you there.
Okay, Dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi, son.
Dad, is something wrong?
No, I already told you nothing's wrong. Don't be upset with your mother, Mehdi. I know you've got many problems to deal with at the moment, but these things just make it worse. Things will remain the same while you're staying here.
Well, to be honest, it is kind of Paris's fault as well.
Stop finding people to blame. Don't play the blaming game. We need to do something to fix this situation.
I don't want to know, Dad. To be honest, this is truly... It's the first time that I really don't know what I should be doing.
Just find a place to rent. I can assure you that your mother will get off her high horse once the baby's born. Your baby might be the key to reuniting our family. Why don't you buy an apartment? Use the money you got from Mr. Fani to buy yourself an apartment first. Look, son, protecting your family life should be your top priority right now.
I know, Dad, but I can't do that right now.
All right, well, try to at least find a place to rent until you get the business up and running again. You've got to leave here eventually. I'm behind you all the way.
The thing is, Dad, I'm strapped for cash at the moment. Mr. Fani's check got bounced.
His second check?
Yes.
Don't take any unnecessary risks. I'll go and tell my friends in the bazaar to find us a reliable buyer.
No, Dad, I don't want to ask you for any favors.
I won't be asking a favor. We want to sell our property to someone. There's no favor.
Didn't I tell you to come home by 9 p.m. last night? Can't you hear me? Didn't I say you're not allowed to leave the house without my permission?
You hadn't told me that you were going to be my prison guard. You're supposed to be my husband.
Stop the nonsense.
Nonsense? Look, I told you this last night as well. Get those thoughts out of your head. I'm not the type of woman who'll just sit around all day and night in this house waiting for you to come and see me.
I don't know why you're acting like this, but if I'm going to be paying for this house, I make the rules around
here.
Yeah?
What about the rules in the other house? Who makes the rules there?
I make the rules in that house as well.
Then what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of spending just one night here?
I'm not afraid of anyone. I go home every night, but not because I'm scared, because I love my family.
Ha! If you love your family so much, why are you with me then? I don't know. Do we have to live like this forever? We have to keep hiding all the time? We're not doing anything illegal.
Well, it's obvious. It can't be anything more than this.
This wasn't what we agreed on, Fahad.
I don't remember agreeing to anything. What is it? What's with the look?
Do you not remember what we agreed on?
No.
All right, I'll remind
Sahar,
you then.
Sahar, don't
you Didn't you
start
tell me
now.
That on the first
Sahar,
day we met that you don't
that
love Shayeste?
You are making things worse for yourself like this. You're not going to get anywhere by saying those things. I am only partly yours. And I'm not going to be anything more than what I am now. Try to remember that.
I don't want half a husband. I don't want a husband who can't even go to the movies with me. I don't want you anymore.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying get out of here. Who do you think you're dealing with here?
This is the last time you talk to me like that. Listen carefully to what I have to say, Sahar.
This is the last time you go anywhere without telling me. From now on, you need to ask for my permission before you go outside. Otherwise, you will be responsible for whatever happens to you. Huh?
Get out!
You're so meek and submissive. You can't keep going like this. You're going to be working here. Is he going to keep coming here every day and picking on you for no reason and then starting a fight and embarrassing you like that?
He didn't cause a scene. He just got upset and left.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you two were talking. Please sit down. I'll come back later, all right?
No, it's okay, sir. Did you want something?
Well, you don't seem to be in a good mood today.
If you need anything, I can take care of it.
All I wanted were a few pieces of paper.
Certainly.
I'll go bring you some.
He's such a gentleman. He must have a lucky family. Let me take them to him.
I hope he won't mind.
Why should he mind? I'm going to be working here too. He has to get used to it. He's so terribly kind and polite. The person in that picture on his desk is his daughter.
Is that so?
Yes, he showed me the picture and he said, "This is the only daughter that I've got and I love her a lot. She's the same age as me. What a lucky girl."
Doesn't your father love you?
What? I never said that.
Well, you seem so surprised about it. All fathers love their daughters.
Yes, but you've got to admit it, he's a true gentleman. And his daughter is studying in Sweden.
Okay, Manoush. I've typed everything I need to type and placed them in these envelopes with their names on them. Please give this one to Mr. Fakir when you see him.
All right, go or you'll be late.
Okay. I won't turn my cell phone off during class. Call me if you're not sure about anything.
Don't worry, I'll see you later.
See you.
Samane, honey, come here. Samane, what's wrong, darling?
Nothing.
It can't be nothing. Something's up. What's wrong?
Mom.
What is it, darling?
Ismail's been annoying me a lot lately.
How do you mean?
I mean, he's annoying me.
Well, tell me what he's doing to annoy you.
I don't know. Like, he'll secretly follow me wherever I go. Whenever he sees me, he keeps complaining about everything. I'm scared to even talk to anyone at university or work. It's like he doesn't trust me.
You scared me, darling. I thought something worse had happened. Don't be such a worrywart.
Don't you think it's important that he doesn't trust me?
I'm not saying it's not important, but a lot of men are like that in the beginning. Like your father, for example. He wouldn't even let me go to my mother's house by myself. Believe me, he'd say, "I'll take you there myself. I'll pick you up myself." After a while, he automatically changed. He'd say, "Go and I'll pick you up in the evening."
You mean that you knew Dad was like that from the very beginning?
Like what?
Well, how he picked on you and made you upset.
I never got upset. It wasn't a big deal for me. He just caused trouble for himself. He had to keep taking time off work so that he could take me back and forth from your grandmother's.
But you lose your freedom like that. Weren't you upset about losing your freedom? Weren't you?
No. I wanted him to accompany me.
You mean you enjoyed it?
Well, I assumed he did it out of love.
You mean to tell me you assumed? You didn't do it out of love?
He might have.
How long before he changed?
Your father. I don't know. Oh, yes, he got better after Mustafa was born. He'd never ask me where I was going or when I was going to come back.
I can't live like that. It's like being a captive.
That's what marriage is about, darling. You need to compromise on one thing and he needs to compromise on another. You can't have fights all the time.
What about your friends? Did he pick on your friends?
Well, back then it was different. Whenever a girl got married, she'd leave her circle of friends. She'd end her relationship with her single friends.
But that's so cruel. Why should anyone have to lose their friends just because of marriage?
We didn't lose them, honey. They would leave by themselves. We'd speak to each other on the phone every now and then, but even that would end after a while, too. Samane, why are you asking me all these questions, honey?
Ismail doesn't like any of my friends or colleagues.
Your colleagues? You've only been going to work for 2 days. You're not going to be staying there forever.
Well, I'm going there now.
Stop making it so hard for yourself, honey. Just ask him who he doesn't want you to talk to and don't talk to them.
He doesn't like Manoush either. He picks on her as well.
No way. But Manoush is a nice girl.
I don't know. He keeps complaining about her. He keeps telling me not to hang around with her.
Well, maybe he's upset because Manoush is substituting for you at work. Samane, don't you remember? I told you Ismail doesn't like you going to work, but you didn't listen to me.
No, it's got nothing to do with me working. He always complained about Manoush. He doesn't like her.
Well, it doesn't matter. Tell Manoush, my husband is sensitive. Don't hang around with me so much. She's a smart girl. She'll listen.
You mean Ismail should get whatever he wants then?
Are you looking for trouble? You want to fight a war against him? I'm telling you, they're all the same in the beginning. It'll get better. He'll realize he's making a mistake.
What if he doesn't get better?
Don't worry, they're all the same, and they all get better.
Mom, if Ismail continues like this, I'll break off my engagement with him.
You want to break off your engagement? Darling, you're his fiancée. Marriage isn't a joke, you know. You can't just throw it away like your clothes when it doesn't suit you. What is this nonsense you're saying? Samane, don't say these things in front of your father. All right? The things you hear these days. Sheesh.
Are you finished?
Please listen to me for a minute, Dad. You don't even know what car I want yet. Dad, please. You've got a lot of money. Why do you keep saying no?
Because you've just changed your car.
Well, I don't like it,
I told
it,
you to
Dad.
Wait a bit, but you refused. Nazneen, pour me a cup of tea, please.
Okay. Dad, all the other girls have nice cars. I get tired driving a manual car.
Actually, you need to drive a manual in order to
Mother
become
dear,
a good driver.
Aren't you going to tell him?
I don't want to.
Don't
drive.
Worry. I'm going to tell him when I think it's best.
If you have
okay.
An accident, we will know for sure that you can't drive. You shouldn't be even allowed to sit behind the wheel.
Come on, Dad.
Stop insisting, Peter.
Who's that for?
Father.
Your dad doesn't drink tea in a glass.
He does.
What?
Leave me alone, Peter.
Well, I won't be driving my car anymore then, Dad.
Don't, please.
You're so
mean.
Here
you go.
What's this you brought? Why'd you pour in such a tall glass?
I'll change it for you.
Dad, they sell cars in installments. They even accept checks. Come on, Dad, please.
I said no.
Leave me alone.
Nazrin, look what she's poured the tea
in. This isn't even worth living
in. I told her your dad doesn't drink tea in a glass. She wouldn't listen. Children these days. So, what's up? What's new?
Nothing. What's new with you?
Nothing. Hey, Yusuf, did Mr. Farahman call you again?
Thank goodness.
Well, he came here today.
What?
His son, Mehran Farahman, he came here today.
What for?
I told you he might want to talk to you about something. He came here today to ask for our permission to bring his parents here so that they can propose to Nazanin.
What?
What is it? No need to get upset. I told him he should get your permission first, but he said he called you several times and you wouldn't take his call.
Why did he come here when I wasn't even at home?
Oh, come on. Nothing's happened yet.
What do you
yet?
Mean nothing happened yet, Nursrim? Why did he set foot in my house when he knew I wasn't home? Is this how they propose nowadays?
He didn't come to propose. He came here to ask for our permission to bring his parents over.
Well, he shouldn't have. How does he even know, Nazanin? Nazanin! Nazanin!
Yes?
How does that boy know you?
Which boy? He's talking about Mr. Faramund.
Oh, he's my classmate.
So you knew he was coming here today, eh?
No, I didn't know.
I'll get to the bottom of this. Bring me my cell phone. Have you got his number?
I don't.
Yusuf, come and sit down for a minute.
I don't want to sit down, Nazarene. That boy should be helping his family with the situation they're stuck in right now. Why did
Dad,
he come here?
But, Dad, this is a
totally
different matter. We're not planning on getting married right now.
So you knew he was coming here?
No, I swear, I didn't know.
Shh, stop shouting. You'll embarrass us.
Hello.
Hi, where were you?
What happened?
I don't know. He's been yelling all afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello. Hi, sweetheart. Hello. How are you?
What's going on, Dad?
Come in.
I could hear you all the way outside.
Seriously?
Beta? Beta, come here a minute, darling.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Dad?
Take Amma Hussein to your room so I can play computer games.
Hello there, sweetie. Let's go to my room so I can show you what I've bought for you.
Mehran Faramund, I know, has no job, hasn't done his military service, and hasn't even got a university degree. How's he planning marriage?
Well, Dad, that is exactly what he came here to talk to you about, you know?
Don't interfere and don't try teaching them your way of living.
Well, I don't think there is anything wrong with my life.
You girls ask me for everything while living in my house, but you're ready even to sell your car for your husband's.
I sold my car so we could buy a house. I suggested it myself. And besides, Moshtaba bought the house in my name, Dad.
Well, right. Do you expect him to buy the house in his own name with the money you got for the car? Mohsen has been working in the bazaar for a long time now. I don't want him getting insulted. Tell his son not to bring him over here.
Why do I have to suffer when I don't even want to wait for him to get rich?
Is he hoping to get rich?
Whether he's rich or poor, I'm getting married to him.
Whenever you decide to do such a thing, you need to forget about me first, and then you can do whatever you want.
Why does everything have to happen the way you want it to?
That boy doesn't even help his father out. He's never even walked past his dad's workshop. He's just a useless guy. What's he got that made you fall for him?
He wasn't a bad guy, you know.
Give me a break, Nazrim. No one in the bazaar has anything nice to say about Moses' son.
Oh, all right. Calm down. There's no need to get upset. She'll have other suitors.
Get the boy's number from Nazanin and give it to me.
Why do you want his number at this time of night?
Nazanin! Nazanin! All right. Tell her she's the one who's asked for it. I was just trying to avoid causing a scene. I can get his brother Mehdi's number from anyone I want in the bazaar. I'll tell Mehdi to pass the message on to him.
Yusuf.
Don't Yusuf me. Why did he come here during the day, at a time when he knew I wouldn't be at home? Don't I exist around here?
All right, I'll go and get his number. Where are you going, darling?
I should go, Mum. Moshtaba will be home soon.
Sit down, dinner's ready.
You're not really mad at me now, are you?
Of course not, Dad. Why should I be mad? Amir Hussein! Amir Hussein!
Nazanin, honey, I kept telling you not to say anything, but you wouldn't listen.
You saw it yourself. Dad started it.
All right, write down Mehran's number. I don't want your father to embarrass him in front of his family. Don't worry, I won't let him talk rudely.
Hello? Hi. Hold on a minute, hold on. Hello?
Listen, Mehran, my dad got your telephone number from me.
Why are you so upset?
He's going to call you.
Why?
He's upset that you came to our house without him being there.
Mehran, don't get upset if he says anything to you. He told me off as well, okay?
Don't worry. Why should I be upset with you if your dad says anything to me?
I'm not a 10-year-old kid. Nazanin.
I love you, and I won't back down no matter what your dad tells me. So don't get upset, otherwise I won't be able to think, okay? Your dad's calling me, I'll call you back. Goodbye. Yes, hello?
This is Yusuf Asli calling.
How are you, Mr. Asli?
My wife says you came over to my house today.
Yes, I called you a few times, but was never able to talk to you. That's why I came over, if that's all right.
Mr. Faraman, you know perfectly well that I'm at work during the day. Why didn't you come to my office then?
Yes, once again I apologize, but I even told your secretary that I
had to speak to you about a personal matter, but I think she forgot to tell you.
That's why I came to your house, sir.
Mr. Faraman, daytime is meant for work. I am at work during the day.
So if you need to talk about anything...
Yes, of course.
You'll please come to my office. That's the only place I'm prepared to see you.
Mr. Asli, tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah.
Are you people closed on Thursdays?
No, I just said it to remind you. I thought maybe you had forgotten.
I'll be expecting you at 4 tomorrow.
Yes, of course. I'll see you then. Goodbye.
Was that the way to arrange it?
What? Do you really expect me to thank him? I told him exactly what I thought.
Mom, did Baha leave?
Yes, my poor girl.
Yeah, I made the poor girl upset because of the boy's stupidity.
I bet that's Mr. Farman's fault too.
No, it's my fault, just like everything else.
I'm your problem, Baha had nothing to do with it.
Well, she played the same game to shut my mouth, and now she's paying the price for it.
What game is it, Dad? I don't think of any of this as a game. This is my life, and if I ruin it, it'll be my own fault. If you don't let me marry Mr. Faramand, I won't marry anyone else either.
I don't know why we can never talk to each other without fighting in this house.
That boy isn't any good for anything, Nazrin. Mr. Faramand's other son, Mehdi, had asked for a hand instead. I wholeheartedly let him marry my daughter because he's the opposite to Mehran. He's got passion and determination. He's a great guy. He's a really great guy.
And is he single too?
I think his baby will be born the next few days.
What are you going on about then?
So what happened? Did you end up seeing Mr. Fani?
Yes, I did. But I don't think he'll be able to come up with the rest of the money.
What are you going to do?
Nothing, Grandad. I've already told the real estate agent to find us another buyer.
Oh, dear.
Unfortunately, the housing market has slowed.
Is that why you seem to be down?
It's not down.
Did you see your parents?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dear.
Let me help you.
Thank you.
Where are you going, Grandad?
Thank you. I'm going to wash my face and read the Quran.
Do you want me to come with you?
No, no, no.
I'll go with him.
What? I'm not a kid, you know. Come on.
You're the apple of my eye. That's why I need to look after you.
I love you. Don't forget me in your prayers.
Go I love sit you down, too. Darling. Okay.
I heard the place you're living in is really small. Come live here. That's the way I am. I just get straight to the point.
Thanks for the offer. But we don't want to trouble you any more than we already have.
Don't say that. Hamid's room has been empty for years now. Dad hasn't allowed us to set foot in there in the past 10 or 12 years. But, well, Mehdi's case is a different story altogether for Dad.
No, Aunt Homer, I can't come here.
Why not? Is it because of your mother?
Yes, Mom won't be happy if she finds out I came here. She'll upset herself and she'll upset you too.
Okay, so what will you do?
I don't know. I might empty one of the rooms in the workshop and we might live there for a while.
You want to live there with your wife who's about to give birth?
I haven't got a choice, Aunt Homer. It'll only be for a short while. It'll be temporary.
Come live here. It might put an end to the long-lasting feud in our family. I know your mom is upset. She's misunderstood, and I don't blame her. But how long is this going to go on for? Until, God forbid, Mom and Dad pass away?
God forbid.
It'll result in nothing but regret. And Mohsen will be the one who'll feel it the most. I can understand him. Poor Mohsen stuck between his parents and his wife. Come here and help us mend old wounds. Didn't your mom tell you to find a house and leave?
She did.
Well, tell her you found a place, just don't say it's here.
We've already troubled you more than enough, Aunt Homer.
How much money have you got in your pockets?
Why do you ask?
I want to know whether or not you've got money in your pockets.
Tell me how much you want and I'll give it to you.
Show me.
Okay.
I'll take this as your rent payment, so you won't have to lie. Tell them you've rented a place, but don't tell them where. Get up. Get up and give Miran a call and tell him to send all your furniture here from the workshop tomorrow. Just make sure he doesn't tell your mom anything.
Aunt Homer, you should tell Granddad first.
Dad already knows. It would absolutely be his dream to have you stay here. Go on. Go and call Miran and tell him not to plan anything. I hope this will be an opportunity for your parents to make up with us.
I hope so.
Did you get any money back from the people who owe you?
No, I didn't.
What about Ruhola? Didn't he give you anything either?
That poor thing's recovering from the recent stroke he had.
Yeah, I heard.
I can't put pressure on anyone with the way things are.
We're all in a terrible situation right now.
We made a mistake by continuing when the market started slowing down.
That's right. As soon as you see the bank rapidly looming, you should close down. I warned Mehdi, but he wouldn't listen. He should have closed down the business when I told him.
We were worried about our workers.
Did you tell them to leave?
Ahmad's the only one left.
You know you should have done that in the very beginning, Mohsen. If I had the money, I'd lend it to you to help you out. But I swear I've got my own problems to deal with. By the way, Mr. Shalchi was looking for a place near the bazaar. Do you want me to tell him?
Which one? The father or the son?
Alba Fazi Shalchi, Yaya's eldest brother. Mr. Shabati was also looking for a place. I would have told him if you'd told me earlier. Why not let me give him a call? Hello. Hi. It's Fahudi here. Is your father there? Okay. Please tell him to call me when he gets back. Thanks. Shalchi's number is always busy. It'll be great if you sell it to him. He'll pay the entire amount in one go. Mohsen, what are you thinking about? The only thing worrying does to you is it destroys you.
Mehdi, my son, is in deep trouble. I need to sell the workshop as soon as possible.
Why are you so worried? I'll let you know by this afternoon. If Shelchi doesn't want it, I'll tell Shabati. If Shabati doesn't want it, I'll find someone else. I'll tell everyone in the bazaar. You have 100,000.
Hello, Mr. Farmand.
Trust in God.
How are you? Nice
hello,
to see you.
Hello, hello.
I took the things you asked me to the storage room. What should I do with the rest?
Try to fit them somewhere.
Okay, so let me write up the receipts.
Yeah,
first.
Just pile them on top of each okay. other. Hey, by the way, how's Mehran? Did he get married or not?
That's why 7 months have passed since the date on the check, and he hasn't taken action yet. Well, I hope you appreciate the time you've been given to clear it. Okay, goodbye then.
Hello, my name's Mehran Farmand.
Hello. Please sit down while I let him know you are here.
Thank you.
Come in.
You can go inside.
Of course. Hey, take this with you.
Hello.
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 Hope you've had a good day.
Come in.
How are you today?
How are you? Sit down.
Here you go, sir.
Ah, thank you very much.
I don't want
anything else, sir.
Oh. Mr. Bear?
Yes?
Don't let anyone come in, please.
Sure.
I know you've got a lot of work to do and you're really busy, so thank you for taking this time to see me, sir.
This is considered work as well.
Yes. I'm sorry about what happened yesterday. I mean, everything's a bit muddled up at the moment. Otherwise, I was planning on coming with my parents.
Why did Mehdi have to go to the police station?
One of the customers bounced his check without informing him. It wasn't a big deal, though. We paid the money and Mehdi got out.
Who? Who bounced Mehdi's check?
Mr. Rafi.
Javed Rafi?
Yes.
Why did Mehdi give him a check?
Well, Mr. Rafi was starting up in the leather business, but no one would buy anything from him. My brother decided to help him out by buying the leather, but we actually had totally forgotten that we had given him a check.
Is Mehdi selling the workshop because of his debts?
Yes.
So that workshop's finally getting sold?
Yes, but we're planning on restarting our business somewhere else.
People might want to get it from him by paying peanuts for it. Tell Mehdi to be very careful.
Yes, we're trying to be careful.
Yes. It's always good to be careful about everything. I was planning on paying off Mehdi's debts before the police got fingerprints from him. Thankfully, you managed to do it all by yourselves.
Yes, thank you. That's very kind of you, sir.
But you're here for something else.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Farahmand, don't you think that you're acting irresponsibly by thinking about marriage while your family is faced with a financial crisis?
Well, I think my personal life doesn't have much to do with the family business, you know.
That's great. Do you know, in fact, that's exactly what I wanted my daughter to really know about you.
Excuse me, what does that mean?
It means that a person who doesn't care about his family now won't care about his wife and kids later on.
Mr. Astley, you're a man of the bazaar yourself. You know that these sorts of problems are always there. I believe it's a man's duty not to let this job affect his family life. I mean, there are two separate things in life, and a good, responsible man should be able to effectively manage them.
My wife talked to me about you last night. She kept complimenting you. But I'm afraid my wife's beliefs about life aren't very close to reality.
Mr. Astley,
my good intentions. I really wanted to pay off Mady's debts. But unfortunately, it didn't actually happen. I'm still willing to do everything I can to start up your business all over again, but on one condition. I would like you to step out of my daughter's life.
Mr. Astley, why would you think I'd accept such a condition?
Well, it's both to your advantage and my daughter's.
If I were a rude person, I'd tell you right now that you're putting a small price on your daughter. But I'd never say such a thing about the person I love.
I haven't finished talking yet.
Mr. Astley, you gave me an offer and I told you my opinion about it. I'd better leave here before I say anything else that might offend.
Your behaviour is showing me that you've no respect for what I have to say.
Mr. Astley, I can't have respect for what you have to say because I know Nazanin won't marry me without your approval. And I totally respect her for that because, just like you said, if a person is raised in a decent family and they show no respect towards their family, if they pay no respect to the parents that raised them from the very beginning, they won't have any respect for their married life with their person that they love either. Excuse me. By the way, Mr. Astley, I'm really adamant about my decision, and I really love Nazanin so much that I'm prepared to wait for her, however long it takes until you give me your blessings.
Very well. I'll accept the fact that you love my daughter, but I've got a few conditions you'll have to fulfill before you can marry her.
I told your wife as well, I'll accept any condition you have, sir.
My conditions are just like the conditions of many other parents who love their daughters. A house and a car. Meet your family standards. A decent job that you can rely on. And a marriage portion befits the daughter of Yusuf Astley.
Anything else?
Yes, well, you shouldn't see each other until you can meet these conditions.
Mr. Astley, we'll see each other at university whether we want to or not.
I think you know exactly what I mean, Mr. Faramand.
I'm trying my best to build a bright future for myself, and I promise you that neither I nor Nazanin will talk about marriage or wedding until I meet all your conditions. But I wanted to ask you to help us get engaged so we can have a better life together, so I can have a driving force that'll push me towards success, that'll help me to a successful life.
I'll be ready for my daughter to get married as soon as you can come up with a house and a proper job you can rely on. Goodbye.
Goodbye, then. Hello?
Are you still in my dad's office?
No.
Did you even talk to my dad?
Yeah, of course I did.
What happened? What did he say?
Nothing. He told me his conditions.
And?
Nothing.
I accepted them. Come to university tomorrow and I'll tell you all about it.
Are you okay now?
I told you.
How come?
I'll tell you about it tomorrow, okay?
All right then. Well, I've got a class at 8:00.
Okay, I'll see you then.
See you.
Talk to you later. Hello, Siavash, where are you?
Home.
Hey, do you think you can arrange a meeting with Mr. Mamarian for me?
Yeah, what for?
To get that loan we wanted, man. Come on.
I'll call him right now. I'll let you know once I arrange it.
All right, I'll be waiting. Call me later. Okay then, Siva. See you later. Bye.
Let's
دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوریو از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیمیشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترانه میرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی زندگیم از دست میره رازی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره قربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترانه میرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی